Hello.
Hello, yes. Hi, Ed. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing better. How about yourself? Like, how's everything going on at your end?
We're doing okay. I only got a couple of minutes. I've got to deal with my wife. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just wanted to go ahead and have work. Although, like, you know, I stated about my, wanted to go follow up with the doctor last week as we had a scheduled call for like 4, the Pacific Standard Time, but couldn't get back to you back then. So I thought of giving a call like, you know, today, earlier in the day, so if you're available, but like if you're caught up already,
there's a couple things here, Kevin. One, you know, I have a specific contract with Penguin and specific things are supposed to be done and they haven't been.
Yep.
Part of that issue is I keep making corrections, and you keep ignoring, not you, whoever's doing it, it completely ignores my directions and corrections, and you guys have cost me dozens of hours of doing the same thing over and over again.
All right.
Two, I want to go up the ladder. I specifically contacted April and Richard to go over this in a deeper way because this is a problem. You know, I don't know what goes on there, but this is not what I signed up for, my contract. The other thing is, you know, you call me off the cuff, and I have a very challenged life, and I think I made that clear from the very beginning. I have a quadriplegic daughter, which you know about. I have a quadriplegic wife, and I can't just stop everything to talk to you guys. I need to set up a time where I can have, you know, help and I'm not being interrupted. So it's kind of challenging like this, all right?
Makes sense.
I don't know what's going on there. Why we keep having these problems? But I completely missed the Christmas vacation, the Christmas holiday rush, which impacts our contract. So you know, I really need to talk to Richard and April first, and then to talk to you because there's a lot of issues here.
So certainly, like if you wanted to go ahead and speak to them, like, you know, about all the, like, I can tell you, like, they are the one, like, you know, who can monitor things. But even though at the end of the day, there is a team who works on, like, you know, the edits or whatever, you know, changes that you wanted to go ahead and see. And based on, like, you know, the brief, email that you sent out, you know, there were a lot of things that talk about, like, you know, there's things needs to go ahead and get discussed. And based on that, like, you know, we try to go ahead and identify all those elements that you have highlighted. However, like, in order to address all of them directly, because if that are the final thing, then I think that we are all set with everything with the manuscript itself. But in order to go ahead and get that...
No. Hold on, Kevin.
Yep.
I sent the same corrections back 3 times. You know, so 2 of those times were duplicative, and you guys just completely ran over my corrections. This is a problem here, all right? And so, and this impacts our contract. We have a contract. I've done business all over the world, you know, via phone,
and like
via email, via fax, and a contract's a contract, and there are issues here. And so I need to talk to the people who are in charge of the contracts, not just the workers. And it has to be done correctly. And so I'm not going to waste my time if you guys aren't going to listen to my corrections. I mean, why did this happen the way it did is my question. I mean, I was very – 2 of my emails were very detailed, specific. I gave you a punch list, and you guys just completely ignored the punch list.
Like in terms of if you're referring to the punch list that you, you know, you have no – you know, given the directions that what we're supposed to do in terms of to go ahead and get the changes made. Obviously, like, you know, on few of the pointers out there were things that needs to go ahead and get discussed. And however, like when it comes to getting all the concerns addressed, the draft that I shared you last, I believe that was on December 15th. And I think like that draft doesn't have all the corrections that you have, you know, your punch list, actually, I can say. So, when I talk about
it's not just that. You ignored some of the really critical issues. They were completely ignored. You kept on changing the font. I mean, you guys, as far as editors, you're great on the commas. You completely missed the whole tone of the document, which is written by an infant. You know, is the theory of this, and you know, your editors kept on giving me, you know, something that was written by a Pulitzer Prize winner. And an infant doesn't write a Pulitzer Prize book. I mean, you gave me great edits on commas and some periods or something, but you kept on overriding that, and then you kept on going back to and making the entire book, you know, the same font. And I changed that 5 times, you know. And so clearly there's a problem here, and we have contract issues, you know, and a contract issue has to be dealt with by the people in charge of the contract. And so I, at that time, when I sent that email, I asked April to talk to me. I haven't talked to her yet. So fuck it.
Okay.
I mean, fuck it. Okay, you guys have some legal obligations to go through this, all right? And I'm not just
your
schmuck writing a book, all right? I've done business all over the world. I've contracts with many corporations. My entire life has dealt with corporate legal departments. I mean, companies that actually have legal departments. I've written contracts. Okay, there are issues here, and I need to talk to them, all right? Because I'm not going to go through this anymore.
If you want to go ahead and speak to them, I can go ahead and let them know to go ahead and get back to you. However, I can tell you, like when it comes to reaching, you know, meeting the contract, obviously they're going to go ahead and meet that. And when it comes to, you know, that obviously it's about getting the job done, like, you know, to go ahead and get the book published. But the thing is that we are even working on to make things right, like, you know, in terms of the corrections that you want to see in the manuscript. And if it's recording time, so, like, you know, getting the book published with something that is not done, you know, the way you want it to, and then, you know, with missing out elements that I can say, then obviously that's not a point. Right now, the book itself you're talking about, you're trying to build a product. So first you need to understand that, you know, this kind of thing takes time. Like, it's not something that you got things done, like, you know, the editing that we done in terms of the formatting that we are doing in terms of putting few of the things to be placed in there. Like, you know, when it comes to the other part of the book that you were trying to go and get in there in the book. So we have done everything, like, you know, the way you wanted. But eventually there are something that is not done correctly.
Do not even attempt to say that. Do not even attempt to say that. I will rip you a new fucking asshole. You have not done it the way I asked to do it. Okay, that's the entire issue
Ed,
here.
First of all, like, you shouldn't be talking to me like that.
No, I'm pissed off, Kevin. You know, I can have my lawyers take care of this if you want, all right?
Like,
I have certain
damages
here.
I'm talking to you very gently right now, and I just said it to you.
I'm going to talk to April. I'm going to talk to Richard.
Sure. You better should talk to them. You better should talk to them, all right? Thanks for your time.